Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Ignite Your Ultimate Success podcast. I'm Brad Shepherd, and I'm joined by my business partner, Mr. Jason Urbanowicz. How are you, brother man?
I'm good. It's been a bit.
Been a while, isn't it?
You've been too busy fucking interviewing everybody else.
Yeah.
It's good, though, because, I mean, you want to mix it up a little bit. I like this new format, too. It's a bit weird, but I like it.
Yeah. Well, we're not sure where to look, whether you look there.
Or here.
Yep.
I mean, when you're interviewing somebody, you're going to do it like this, right?
See that?
So, bear with us, because it's an adjustment.
If people are listening on Spotify, they got no idea what's going on.
I have no clue.
No.
Going, what do I keep turning into these fucking idiots? Right. Okay.
Yeah. But you had our topic of today, man.
I did.
It popped up recently.
And it's the topic of how many, you know, in terms of follow-ups with leads, what is the ratio and how should I do it? And, you know, is it too much? Is there not enough? And that's the topic for today. And before we do that, though, I want to shout out to our man, Tords.
Big Tords.
Big Tords, the biggest Pilates instructor.
He's a fucking big unit, isn't he?
He is a monster, mate.
Yeah.
And he's into CrossFit too. But I'd go and check him out, Tords.pt on Instagram, and you'll see exactly what I mean. So shout out. He's been busting my balls about doing another podcast. He's listened to every single one of them.
Good on him.
Going around twice, so I don't know why, mate, honestly.
He's binge listening. Yeah.
So shout out to you, brother, and thanks for the motivation to get us to do another one today. So on topic, running the workshop for some of our clients in Melbourne last week, and it was on advanced sales skills. But before that, it was like, okay, when you're getting your leads, I asked the question, how many times are you guys following up before you pull the pin? Some were like one, some were like two, some were, you know, at best maybe three or four, but it was pretty low. So I guess the question is then, is why is that the case? So why aren't people following up with leads enough? And then what's the approach? So in your experience, mate, like your take on that, I mean, firstly, why do you think that, I guess, people in business in general, just not the fitness industry, why is it that they're not following up with leads probably as much as they could or should?
Yeah, good question. And I guess first things first, the feedback is, I'd say, across the board, 16 years of running this business, 200 plus people join the program every year, thousands come through.
Yep.
I'd say it's pretty common. That's what we hear, right?
Yeah.
How often do you follow up, if at all, you know, once, twice or whatever? And I guess to answer the question, it's generally a mix of all the above, but it goes from everything from just didn't have the system in place, didn't have a process or a procedure, didn't know what to say, didn't want to keep annoying the person.
Yep, I've heard that a bit.
They're potentially not interested, therefore they've shown that by not responding.
Yeah.
And so all these things compound, and I would say that there's not one reason, because we could keep listing them. We could think about 100 different reasons as to why that occurs. But I'd say probably the big ones are not wanting to annoy people, not wanting to come across as potentially pushy, not wanting to, you know, upset people. And then also the blockage between going, you know, how frequently do I do this before I do become a pest and annoying?
And so if you look at the recent studies and statistics, it shows anywhere from 9 to 15 like follow-ups. And by that, it's a combination of maybe you've emailed, you've SMS'd, you've phone called, reached out via social media, and I recommend you do all those platforms. Mm. Use everything at your disposal. So you might be sitting there going, shit, really, between 9 to 15? And the answer is yes. So, and you have to look at it like this. So we've experienced this, right? Rewind the clock even 5 years ago, it was a lot different. And what I mean by different is that there's Instagram now, there's TikTok, there's all these other distractions out there that, you know, people are getting messaged or contact with, right? LinkedIn, the whole bit. So what was working maybe 5 years ago where you could send somebody, you know, a couple of SMSs and they respond, it's definitely changed now, and I've experienced that firsthand, and so have you. So we've got to understand that everyone is getting hit with a lot of different follow-ups, emails, phone calls, the whole bit. So if we expect that you're going to send a SMS, and I hear this a bit. Oh fuck! They didn't reply. They haven't replied yet. I go, to what? Oh well, an SMS I sent 2 days ago. I said, so you just sent one SMS. You're sitting around bitching and moaning that they haven't got back to you. I said, have you ever done that? Maybe they're the kind of person that does, because that's why they're complaining about it. But typically I find, yeah, look, I've done it myself. I've been guilty. I've been in the post office, saw the SMS, meant to respond, got distracted, and, you know, I didn't. So you have to just put yourself in the shoes of others by what you experience and go, yeah, I get messages all the time. There's emails, all the rest of it. And if you only send one or two messages, then you're really saying no for that person. So if someone's made an inquiry for us, right, in our business, if they've made an inquiry about getting help or they're like, you know, how to be better at marketing or sales, that tells me that person has an interest in that and there's a problem they want solved. Now, if we only follow up with them once or twice and then leave it, number one, they'll forget about us, and we've let them down, in my opinion. And the moment you stop following up without getting a reply, yes, no, piss off, any one of them's a good response, because at least you know where you're at. You've effectively just said no for them. So you want to keep following up in a way until you get a response that ticks one of those boxes. Now, at that workshop we taught, I ran this through with the guys in more details, and already one of the guys who attended put this into place and got a lady that was a past lead that he'd only messaged once or twice, and he got her booked in for a consult. So how many other leads are sitting out there that you've messaged once or twice that you just went, oh, I don't want to bother them, or they're not getting back to me, or you've got on and you've forgotten about it? How many other opportunities out there are you missing out on because you haven't got a system or a process in place for this, or the right mindset?
Yeah, highly, highly powerful, so relevant. Shout out to Matt Viner for doing that. That's great. Yeah. Action taking ability. That's the thing about these events. People come along, get the part. That's the step one. Step two is actually implementing it, giving it a go. That's why we have people while they're there doing it as well. It's it's just so important and so powerful, and such a part for many that we see gets missed. And it's, you know, it's back to this thing of going, for some people, not really sure exactly what to say, how to say it as well. So we're going to address some of that today in terms of what are some things you could say. You touched on it just before about you want an answer. You want a yes, I'm potentially interested. No, piss off, like it's the ghost that kills you, right? The no responses that are just going to become frustrating, because then I put myself in the shoes of a potential personal trainer and I'm reaching out to a prospective client. I've sent the first SMS. Potentially I've sent the second one. Hey, Jace, just following up from my message the other day, all friendly, all that sort of stuff. Nothing back. All right, okay, well, what do I do now? Bit stuck. I'll just leave it. Not sure what to do next. Again, not sure what to say. Didn't get an answer. Okay. And then that builds for the personal trainer to, it can build to some resentment going, oh, these people, they're just shit quality leads. They haven't responded. That conclusion can be made. Secondly, it could also build to, you know, the resentment in just doing the process, you know, send out all these messages and got one or two responses. And
yeah.
The other part that you said about people are busy, and like you think about anyone's SMS feed in this day and age, it's now shops that you've subscribed to or things you constantly get updated. I mean, we've got our postbox SMSs me to tell me there's a piece of mail coming today, right? So it's common that we now have these forms of interaction, and so it's common that also as a consumer you could start to easily look up, over them. Glance over them, and 99% of SMSs get read. It's one of the highest.
Yeah, within a couple of minutes.
Correct. And so then to go, all right, we need to put a process in for that. And they could read it with all good intentions to respond, but for whatever reason, at that point in time, it just wasn't ideal.
Yeah.
Sitting at the traffic lights. The list goes on as the reasons why they wouldn't have responded at that particular point in time. Bathing the kids, all that sort of stuff. Ding, it goes off, and sure enough, they don't respond.
Yeah. I guess, you know, you talk about marketing, and that's the first, we're in a marketing and sales business, right? Getting people's attention. You're bidding for other people's attention. So if they've contacted your business, they've probably contacted three or four others, right? The real question is, how are you going to stand out? how are you going to get that SMS read? Now, if you're doing the same old shit that everyone else is doing, the boring, hey, it's so-and-so here, thanks for your lead, just wondering if you wanted to... Your moles not send that in this day and age. So there's a real craft in everything you do. If it's writing email, subject headlines, SMS, there's a real way to do it, which we obviously teach our guys to do it. Because again, you just got to understand, you're not the only SMS that person's receiving. You're not the only email, not the only phone call. So be it your phone scripting, what you say, how you say it, in the written word, all the verbal word is very important to get a better response. So, you know, we talk about things like, you know, doing videos, video SMSs to stand out. But again, what's on the video? What's the message? You know, how do you get someone's attention? How do you be memorable? So there's all these things you've got to think about from the consumer's point of view as well, about, okay, well, how do I actually grab this person's attention? How do I want them to want to get back to me and reply? Is it, you know, so there's a whole bunch of things that you need to spend effort in at the front end of your business if you want the back end to be successful.
Mm, yeah, highly, highly critical. And back to that, those numbers, you know, somewhere all the way up to potentially 15 touch points, and someone might be hearing that and going, oh my God, that sounds outrageous. You know, after three, that's it. If they're not getting back to me, they obviously don't want it. And, you know, completely, it's your business. You can choose how frequently you do or don't do this stuff. But ultimately, you want to have a look at this blend, this ecosystem of the different channels, emails, you know, social channels, SMS, all the rest of it, phone calls, of course. And then to go, we need to start to construct this thing in such a way. So you mentioned videos before, an amazing way to do it. And again, so underutilized. How easy is it for you to pick up your phone as a personal trainer and to shoot that person a 10 to 15 second clip? Hey, Jace, it's Brad here. Yeah. Mate, just got your message. Just quick reach out to say that X, Y, Z.
Yeah, because no one's doing it.
That's right. They're not doing it.
No one else is doing it. I mean, so your competitors aren't doing it.
Yeah. The audio SMS. And so there's a microphone button on everyone's phone. It sits in your DMs. It sits everywhere. And you can hit the record button if you don't want to put your mug on film. And you speak into it. You put your tonality, you put your personal touch to it. And, you know, I have an iPhone, you have an iPhone. When someone actually listens to that, what happens is it actually disappears from my iPhone, which gives me evidence that they've listened to it, they've heard it.
Correct.
which is also cool, you know. So one further piece of evidence to go, okay, at least they've heard it. That's good. That's a good start.
And then back to the frequency of doing it, I've got plenty of evidence that on the 8th or 9th message that someone has actually gotten back to me. Now, if you're sitting there and going, no, I'd never do that, that's just becoming annoying for somebody. Then again, you are back to that point of going, you're saying no for that person. You're thinking for them. You've got no idea what's going on in their life. My experience is I can't remember the last time someone said, can you piss off or can you stop messaging me? It's the total opposite.
Mm.
People go, thank you so much for following up. It's just been a really bad time. But someone's just been sick. Someone's passed away. I'm moving house. There's stuff that you can't even consider that's going on for this person until they actually reply. Now that's where the creativeness gets in. The first message may be, you know, what you consider your standard follow-up message about an inquiry.
Yep.
You might want to look at having some persuasive copy to go, you know, and this is where your marketing is important. You go like, oh, I see you responded to, you know, how to be pain-free, your lower back pain-free in 2 weeks. Considering you know that because your marketing's been niche, then you would have a benefit-driven statement in the SMS. Love the Book of Time, so I can show you how people just like you have been pain-free from their lower back in just 2 weeks, whatever it may be. That could be your first one.
Mm.
No response. All right, you know, you give it a day or two. Mm. You would definitely call as well. Our thing is definitely call. And then you might wait another day, and then you'll have another type of message, and that could be video, it could be audio, but a uniquely different message. But you want to make sure you follow up. And then if there's nothing in the third one, then again, that's where you might start to have a bit of fun with it, saying, you know, things like, hey, Brad, just had a break. When I say I've just had a break between appointments, that shows you're busy.
Mm.
So don't use the word I'm just following up again. It's a no-no. You don't want that. You look like you're desperate and you're sitting around, you've got nothing to do.
Mm.
But you go, I've had a break. I just had a quick moment before. I noticed you hadn't replied. You've rather been abducted by aliens or you've just been extremely busy. then you can have your sign off because you're wanting to get a yes, no, or maybe. Yeah. So would you like help with removing your lower back pain? Hit me back with a yes or no. Mm. Again, if there's nothing, then you know, you get the point. You're going to keep, you can maybe send me a gift.
Mm. Like, so now I'm going through it. We're up to four, potentially five thereabouts. Yeah. Yep, with the phone call as well.
Yeah. Yep.
And the GIF, you might not stop at one GIF. You might try the first one.
Yeah, like you're hard nut the crack or Forrest Gump waving, hello, anybody home?
Yep.
But you're being remembered. Mm. Every time you slide into their SMS, their emails, social media, you're going to their end of their mind.
Mm.
You're the one following up. I can guarantee, again, their competitors, if they've reached out to another company, they've probably done one or two and that's it as well, max. So you're the one who's going to persist. Now, done the right way, as we're saying, and then you throw a bit of humour into it. You know, you want to position yourself, you know, as not desperate, but committed.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing you could think of is, wow, this person, imagine what working with them is like, because they've been really dedicated to following up.
They care.
One of my favourite ones, once I get to about the fifth or sixth, I'll use a line such as, like, hey, Brad, while I'm respectful, I'm not a quitter. I've noticed you still haven't got back to me, so I'm following up again. I can only assume that you've been really busy, and that's why I haven't followed up. So unless I hear back from you, I'll keep following up with you. Which is a way of saying that you're going to hear from me every fucking day until you respond. I find that one works really well.
Mm.
That's typically when I'll get a response if they haven't prior. And it's always an apology.
Yep.
It's so sorry. I've been meaning to get back to you. I really appreciate your follow-up. Yes, I am interested in that. Or it'll be an apology with, look, no, it's
not
okay.
For me.
I'm fine, thanks. Either way, now you know.
Mm. It's now, powerful.
Now you know.
You want it, yeah. And again, there's two parts to this. And that, if you're listening to this, fitness professionals, those of you who are around us, those of you who are familiar with our typical training, there's two parts. There's the technical part. We're going through some of the technical scripting and so forth, and examples you can use. The next part is the mindset part, because if you're listening to this, and again, you get, there's a conversation that goes on inside your head. You go, nah, fuck that, you know. 5 days down the track, I'm not going to be following that person up. Well, you need to probably look internally and go, and if your business is not acquiring the type of clients, the type of leads, all that sort of stuff, then you got to ask yourself, okay, well, is there a way, is there a solution to do that? Do I need to potentially outsource this? Is there someone who could do it on my behalf? We've got pieces of software now that can start to automate this stuff as well.
Yep.
That's the other part to be considered. But ultimately, you know, if you're not prepared to do it, it's a bit like the analogy of walking the gym floor. Hey, I'm not prepared to walk the gym floor because I don't want to upset people, all that sort of stuff. And could that block you from having a bigger chunk of business out there?
Yeah.
The other one we love is the love-hate. And so now we're up to around about a week's worth of messaging.
Yeah.
We've done everything. We've potentially video, audio, GIF, written. I'm not a quitter.
Yeah.
Now we go to love-hate. So Jason, seems we're developing a love-hate relationship.
Yep.
I love messaging you. You hate replying to them. Emoji, smile, laugh, etc. Yep. But in all seriousness, I do want to help.
Yep.
If you could just please do me the courtesy of a yes, no.
Yep.
If you'd like to hear from me. If it's a no, all good, no dramas. I'll stop annoying you.
Yep.
If it's a yes, happy days, let's chat. Some cool things that happen inside that. I guess first of all, we're back to the slapstick comedy as a lead in. Number two, we're going, if you could do me the courtesy, and in a subliminal way, it's more or less saying, hey, it's a bit rude that you haven't responded just once.
Yeah, after eight messages.
After eight messages in a week.
Yeah.
And we've had this, and you might be listening to this, and potential trainer HQ prospects have been on our data. You might have heard it from us, one of our team, and you go, fuck. They've hit me with that one.
Yep.
And what do we typically get? We typically get an apology. We typically get a, hey, man, sorry. And again, if someone's no, that's completely fine.
So you can see the style. Like, humor works very well because it shows your personality.
Mm.
You know, it's showing that, you know, you take what you do seriously because you're following up, but you're not taking yourself too seriously or the situation.
Mm.
It also shows that you get that people are busy. I've just done it in a real creative way. And I guarantee, again, no one's done it. Like, every time I do one, like, you've either been busy or you've been abducted by aliens. People go, that's hilarious. I always get a laugh from it. It's the first thing. Because you read it, how could you not? Because it's not like, hey, Brad, I noticed you haven't got back to me. How rude are you? At least mess with your back, you rude prick. You know, well, that's a, that tone's going to be a lot different. But this, it always gets a laugh. And when people laugh, they feel good. Now you're associated with making that person feel good. So there's all this psychology part as well. I guess the part where we are saying is that it's an area of your business that's really underutilized for most. And I hear stuff like, well, I've got enough leads or I've got enough clients. So that's all good now. But if you don't have this part in your pipeline and then people drop off and then you're running around like a blue-ass fly again, well, then you don't have this in your business. So it is a very good structure to have. Most of the time, it takes us a lot of energy and effort and sometimes cost to acquire a lead.
Yeah.
So why the fuck would you not do a solid job of following up? Then you only have to look at the metrics. What is one client worth to you if they stay with you for even 6 months or a year? What's the value? If they're paying you $100 a week, on average $400 a month, you know, it's six grand a year that you've just said no to because you can't be bothered following up for all the reasons that we said.
Yeah. And are you in your fitness business prepared to allocate a time slot, maybe every day, maybe it's 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, half an hour a day, 5 days a week, whatever it might be, depending upon the nature of your business, the type of follow-up that you want to do and so forth. But you go, yep, I'm dedicated to doing that. And I know that it's locked in and I do it. I work through the process and it doesn't have to be super long, doesn't have to take a lot of time. There's a lot of copying, pasting in there.
Yeah, once you've got them, once you've got the format.
It's really super easy, but again, easy to do, also easy to neglect and just to go on and say these people are flaky, shit leads, all the rest of it. So if we go back to a few scenarios in the fitness industry and we talk about personal trainers who are underneath the roof of a commercial gym and you're getting new members coming through, they've got a new gym membership, you've been allocated these people's names, you've reached out to them to their initial consult or their introductory PT pack, whatever it is they might have. And again, these people might not be that great and you're thinking, well, these people are getting this my time for free. I can't be bothered getting back to me.
Yeah.
Well, I would also say go back to that and go, all right, what? How many times have these people been followed up and what sitting in that list there could be people, and you put yourselves in the shoes of that prospective client, and maybe they thought that, hey, the PT reached out to me and oh, fuck, I forgot to get back to them, and next thing the weekend's come, next thing it's a week gone by, and maybe I've missed the opportunity to have that consult. Maybe that's all done and dusted now. Or maybe they've just completely forgotten about it.
Yeah, it happens.
So you go, all it takes is for you to go, all right, if I go through this and construct this, and it might be a month later, might be 3 months later, hey, you might remember me, GIF waving, I'm the dude from the gym. Yeah. We still haven't had the session. Now's the time. Whatever might be the way that you want to do it with your sense of humor. And the humor part's really powerful too, because this wants to be fun, you know. So in business, there, you know, what we do see is people that can fall into the trap of just taking all this stuff way too seriously.
Yeah, way too too seriously.
And as if you're tuning into the tone of how we describe this, I mean, we have shitloads of fun doing this. I actually enjoy it.
Yeah, I love it.
I get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
And it is fun, and it is fun to get the response, and it is satisfying to get a no, because you're like, fucking thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Now I know.
Yep, all good. We are fucking good.
So then the next part is, I guess, when do you throw the towel in? So, and that's something for you to decide. Like everything we teach, test and measure. Like, we've got stats on, yep, pretty much if someone doesn't respond for the first three, by the time they get to the message eight or nine, and we've used some of those love hates, or you're abducted by aliens, or you've won the lotto and you've retired on an island somewhere, you know, somewhere you put your fun into it, or you've lost the ability to use your fingers so you can't type back. Whatever it is, you'll see that you go, look at that, like pretty consistently that one works really well. We use these examples because they're the ones we use all the time because we know they work, right?
Yeah,
maybe 60% of the time they'll get somebody.
Mm.
That's a big difference than doing that. Hey, it's Brad here, just following up again. Yep. The same boring old shit everyone else sends. Don't bother with that. You can have statistics on it. But then it might get to a point where you go, right, well, now this is the 15th time I've followed up. this person.
So now we're potentially up to maybe there might be a 2-week plan that you have.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, depending upon what data you've got, there might be emails and other stuff that's happened here.
That's going out. Yeah, 15 in total.
Yep.
You might go, right, well, you know, I've thrown the towel in, you know. You're a hard nut to crack. I was just like, yep, I give up. You win, you know. It's clear.
White flag GIF.
Yeah, it's clear that this is a one-way conversation. As much as I love talking to myself, I think I'll take the clear indication this is not for you at the moment.
Yeah.
You've got my details if you ever want help fixing your lower back pain, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, reach out. That is all good way to do it because it positions you that, hey, look, you've done a very good effort. You'll be remembered. Believe me, you'll be remembered. So that's something you got to think about is that even if they don't do it now, even if they don't respond, I've had people that have never responded to anything, all of a sudden, 2 months later or something, pop out of the woodworks.
Yep.
Because it's hard not to. You've just messaged them all those times. You were definitely, they're talking about you to somebody. So you're front of mind, which is the other cool thing, right? But you might go, right, okay, well, look, I'm throwing in the towel. Much as this one-way conversation's been enjoyable,
yeah,
I'm gonna just assume that this is not for you at the moment, or replying. So you got my details. If you ever want help with your initial inquiry or why you're inquired, let me know. So you still position yourself. You know, you don't lower yourself like you're desperate. You just go, right, I've tried my best, and all right, I think that's enough. You know, reach out to me if you want help or when you're ready to have help.
Yeah. And we've got clients, like those of you who are listening to this going, okay, well, that's a lot to remember. Like we've got clients who, you know, may not have the software type of program or have a system set up where they can automate this stuff. So they'll use a Google Sheet and it'll be as simple as, you know, this is what happens on day zero, this is what happens on day one, day two, here's my examples and I can easily go through that, copy, paste. Once I start to get the flow and then I can have some sort of format where I remind myself maybe there's something in the calendar to say where someone is sitting at in that process especially, and that journey.
Especially if for us, you know, we get well over 200 leads a month, right? It's a lot.
Yep.
So that style, that fashion would be as effective. But for the average PT, maybe they're getting, 10 leads a month, 15?
Yeah.
Or maybe more, but depending, it's not a lot.
That's right.
So that'll work really well.
Yeah.
But this is why we're creating that software that, you know, will be not just for our clients, for anyone, that will be able to automate all this stuff for you and take all that out so you're not trying to remember it. But until you have that, again, you just got to think about this is a really core part of your business activity and revenue generating. It's everything. So stick it in your calendar.
Yep.
Or have a Google spreadsheet. John, Mary, blah, 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 they're all on the first message, you know. No response. It's easy, like, no, come. No response.
Yep,
okay, well then they go to the next one and then the next one and the next one. And really, if someone does reply, it's rather, yep, they replied, they want to book in.
Yep.
Mary replied, not for her. It's not that hard with this free stuff like Google Sheets,
oh,
Google
Drive. Super easy. And
but just the real thing is, like, make it happen.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. If allocate the time during the day going, right, it's half an hour each day that I follow up. All right, who hasn't got back to me? Who do I need to send a message to?
Yeah.
Are they due for a call? Are they due for a social media reach out? Where are they at in that schedule?
And backtracking even further, if you're somebody who's just going, I'm complete technophobe, I'm just these old spreadsheets, all this sort of stuff. So back in the day, you know, I'm backtracking now 15, 20 years ago. What we used to do, what I used to have was you go to Officeworks, you buy the old school folder, you buy the dividers for 31 days, and you have a sheet of paper. And you have your sheet of paper, and I used to go, yep, it's now the third day of the month. And I go, Jason, I got your name at the top of a lead inquiry form. And I go, SMS, boom. Then I take it, I open up the thing and I move it over to day four and I stick it in there. That's how it works. It can be as simple as that.
It's old school, that.
It's old school, but it fucking works.
It works. And that's the key, right? Like, we don't want to hear this shit that you're technophobe or that.
Nah.
I don't want to hear that shit. I want you to hear you going, what's the solution?
I fucking gave this thing a good hot go.
Well, and the more you start saying, oh, I'm not good at technical, fucking, you know, well, that's just another block you're putting in front of yourself not to do what you need to do.
Yeah, don't want to annoy people.
So stop fucking doing it. Black belt.
He is too. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not really a first degree.
Yeah.
Let's just get that clear. but jokes aside, look, we're saying this could be care. It's just something that doesn't get utilized, and we call them opportunities, right? So you're looking at your business going, where are my opportunities for each month? Again, if you've only followed up with leads once or twice and you've got all the stories on your mind about why, again, you're just putting your business in a lot harder position.
Mm.
People are there. They want to be helped, you know, like, and you've got to do the work. You've got to be the one showing them what you're capable of doing, and nothing demonstrates your service by follow-up done right. So
critical. And the other part, this is all differentiation. How do you stand out in a busy and a cluttered marketplace? And are there lots of PTs out there? Absolutely, lots of coaches.
And on that, let's give an example, right? So you and I don't really need to be calling people, right? We don't need to be calling people. We've got the team. An inquiry came in the other day and you through our Facebook page – and you called the person.
Yep.
You found the deets. They inquired about our services and you called them and got onto them. And from what I ever heard, they were impressed that you actually called.
Yep.
So there's an example, right, of leading on the front foot. You didn't have to do it.
That's
right. You could have said, oh, to Ivan or somebody else in our team, hey, can you follow up with so-and-so?
Yep.
You saw it.
It was fresh. I saw it popped. It pinged up right in my email right as that person had signed in. I picked up the phone and called them. And I'm going, well, and they were actually still on the website and they were impressed that there was such a fast response time. Yeah.
And how often do we hear that?
Yep.
Hard to speak to somebody. It's all by SMS and DMs when I make an inquiry, which is good if you can do it.
Yep.
If you're a person-to-person service – and you're not prepared to even get on the phone with somebody. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a whole nother story.
That's
that
a whole
one,
nother
isn't it?
Story. Yeah.
Well, I guess we do hear it. We hear people, you know, personal trainers who are getting pitched to by other services all over DM, and there might be a conversation that starts, and the conversation stays in DM, and then next minute it's down the path of all right, here's the price, here's the pitch. Person goes, hold on, I'm DMing you. I just met you. And the type of response they're getting is, I thought you wanted more leads, more clients. Aren't you serious about this? Yeah. You must be serious about your goals, high pressure tactics. Wow. Put this on a credit card. The list goes on, doesn't it?
Astounding.
It's fascinating. So yeah, that part, having a real person to person, face to face conversation is just it's critical.
So if you're hearing everything we're saying, and being in the game for over 28 years now, seen it all in the industry, 16 years of running this company, we know what good looks like.
Mm.
And for those people who do some of the things we recommend, or fucking all of them, you're now in the top, I would say 1%, not even that 80-20 rule, you're in the 1%. Because if you looked at like knowing that other people aren't doing this stuff, you get yourself to be better in this area and follow up in other stuff we teach. You then go to that next level of how you run your business. And that's why we started this company in the first place.
Yep.
We know we're not going to help everybody because not everybody wants to help. Some people like to be average and do the bare minimum and just sit up and watch the sun come up and go down. And that's fine. But for those people who want, there's more for me personally and I want to get the most out of myself professionally and personally, then this is what you do.
Mm, yeah.
And if you want to join that elite club of that people that just not only good at technically what they do, but running a bloody outstanding service and business. And it all starts with this part, how people get indoctrinated. It's not really that hard.
That's right. if you're great at what you do technically, you make a big difference in people's lives. You make a big, you know, the service you deliver, you want to back that up in every aspect of it.
And you can't do it if you don't do this bit right.
That's right. It's best practice. So it's just, I would view this stuff as almost borderline unethical if you wouldn't do it, because it's like, well, that's my level of service I want to deliver to these people.
Yeah.
Do it, you know, take them through a process once we get to the sales part and really effectively pre-qualify somebody before I want to ask them to do anything with me. It's just so important. Back to the differentiation, you know, the key to always remember for anybody is to go, it's better to be different than it is just simply to be better. Okay, yep. So you can be a great technician, bloody awesome personal trainer, do an amazing job. But again, the person who stands out, the person who is different, is ultimately going to build a more successful operation. They're going to get more clients. They're going to have build a better business. And again, that's part of our philosophy that we teach.
Agree. Fucking, this is a solid podcast today.
I'm getting Toby to send out some messages now.
Yeah, me too. I've got my itchy, your bandwidth fingers going on. I'm just sitting here doing this. So
yeah,
I've got a bunch of people
that
I want to get on to.
So what would we tell this crew now, right? If you're listening to this, you tune into the YouTube clip, you've listened to it, you put on your coach's hat now and go, what would be the action task?
Exactly what I told the guys in Melbourne. Get out your bunch of leads that you've not been following up with. Start constructing your system that we talked about.
Yeah.
Bare minimum. Just send these people a message. Again, if it's been a while, have some intro to that. Hey, I know it's been a while. You come to mind today and fill in the blanks. So are you still looking for someone to help you with whatever they contact you about? If you don't know, just go, you still after getting help with your health and fitness. As simple as that. That could be a start. Definitely the first thing is message them, take action, follow up, make a list, plan out for the next next month. What is your schedule? How are you going to follow up with people? Past clients, leads,
and you get a response, tell us, reach out to us, let us know. Towards, you'll be the first one to tell us. He'll be like, yep, I'm all over it. Got them booked.
Yeah, awesome. All right,
sweet gang, that wraps up this great content, big fella.
Yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah, if I do say so myself.
Yeah. We write our own reviews too.
We do.
Because we don't really care about others. And if you want a second opinion, just come and ask us again later. We'll tell you the same thing.
We'll tell you. That's great, gang. All right, over to you now. Here's your opportunity to action this. So go out there and follow those people up, please.
Do it. Woo.